Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
These are the sounds of a ceremony held by Indigenous leaders in Minneapolis, honouring those killed during the Federal Immigration Enforcement Operation in Minnesota. The death of Renee Good and that of another Minneapolis resident, Alex Pretty, just weeks later, have stoked nationwide outrage over the widespread immigration crackdown. The gathering, named Wokiksuye in Remembrance and Witness, marks 1 month since Renee Good was killed as she was driving away from immigration offices in a Minneapolis neighbourhood. Renee Good's sister, Annie Good, spoke at the memorial paying tribute to her sister's strength and warmth.
Renee always remained so tender and open and was a caretaker and protector. I'd like to acknowledge that this type of violence isn't new and how unfair it is that the way someone looks garners more or less attention. And I'm so sorry that this is the reality.
A letter from Renee Good's wife, Becca Good, was read aloud to the crowd, urging people to remember not only Renee's name, but also the others whose stories are less known.
You know my wife's name and you know Alex's name, but there are many others in this city being harmed that you don't know. Their families are hurting just like mine, even if they don't look like mine. They are neighbors, friends, co-workers, classmates, and we must also know their names because this shouldn't happen to anyone.
Through ceremony and dance, Indigenous leaders also showed solidarity with the thousands of Minneapolis residents arrested since the start of Operation Metro Surge. A representative for the Nahua tribe, Sam Torres, spoke at the memorial.
We came here to dance with our relatives, with other spiritual leaders, other Indigenous leaders that are seeking to create a moment of prayer, a circle of prayer for our relatives who are being detained, and in many ways brutally, violently, and without due process, consistent due process. And so we're here to offer our prayers of strength, prayers of healing, and of sustenance.
The Trump administration's border chief, Tom Homan, announced last week that he would withdraw 700 immigration officers from Minnesota, roughly a quarter of the officers deployed to the state. But he did not confirm when the administration would end its crackdown. Meanwhile, debate over the funding of the Department of Homeland Security is heating up in the Senate. Democrats have refused to support funding for the DHS unless Republicans agree to a number of reforms to immigration enforcement, including an end to indiscriminate arrests and racial profiling, and a requirement that officers show identification, take off their masks, and wear body cameras. Senator for Delaware Chris Coons said last week the demands are not unusual or extreme.
In a democracy, the community trusts police when they follow these simple rules. In order to restore trust with federal law enforcement and in order to promote public safety, the demands put forward by Democrats here are really common sense, and we ought to be negotiating in good faith.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune has called the Democrats' demands unrealistic, while Ohio Senator John Husted is among Republicans calling for an end to sanctuary cities, where certain jurisdictions limit their cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
The number one reform that we need are no more sanctuary cities and to have local leaders cooperate with federal officials. If local leaders arrest somebody for a DUI or drug trafficking, they need to turn them over to ICE rather than just letting them go, which is the practice in places like Minnesota and Minneapolis. And if they did that, ICE would need to go do raids. ICE would need as many administrative actions because there would be this cooperation.
At the end of January, the two sides agreed to temporarily fund the Department of Homeland Security for 2 weeks while they debated the Democrats' demands to rein in ICE. But this funding agreement only lasts through to the 13th of February. If an agreement or another temporary arrangement isn't reached by Friday, funding for DHS would lapse, triggering a partial government shutdown. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.